Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
I'm delighted that you are here. I hope you've been here all this week because we have been hearing a very powerful teaching about healing and then applying it to our lives. I've had some friends in the studio who have helped us think some things through. They're wise people who can take it much further than I can and help us to understand how to embed these truths in our souls and our experiences. It's been great. If you've missed any of it, you can log on to the website at derekprince.org. Now, Derek's been building his teaching on healing out of his own experience and specifically Proverbs 4, verses 20 through 22. And that passage says, "My son, attend to my words, incline your ear, don't let them depart from your eyes." It's the eyes portion that Derek's going to focus on today. How do we keep the Word of God before our eyes? And Derek knows that this is powerful because Derek was actually healed by obeying this scripture when he was a soldier during World War II and desperately needed healing. So that's what he's going to be talking to us about today. Call a friend, grab a Bible, grab a pad, grab a pencil, take notes. Let's get these truths embedded in our lives. And don't forget, some special friends in the studio here towards the latter end of our show. So let's listen now as Derek Prince teaches us on God's medicine bottle.
Our theme for this week is God's medicine bottle. And by that I refer to a passage in Proverbs which got me out of hospital after 1 year and end in hospital when normal medical means were of no avail to me. So here's God's medicine bottle. I've quoted it each time and I'm going to quote it again today. Proverbs 4, 20 through 22. And let me repeat my suggestion that you memorize these three verses. "My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh." I've already pointed out the alternative reading for health is medicine. Medicine to all our flesh. Medicine to our total body God offers us through his words and his sayings. But the directions are on the bottle. If we don't take the medicine according to the directions, we can't expect the promised result. And the directions, as I've said, are fourfold. Attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings, let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart. In my previous talks, I've dealt with the first two directions on the bottle. Attend and incline thine ear. So logically today, I'm moving on to the third direction. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Them, God's words and God's sayings. I think the key thought here in this direction could be summed up in the word focus. See, one of the marvelous things about human eyes, and it's not true of all other animals or creatures, is that we have two eyes, but by focusing, we can form one image. That's when our eyesight is healthy and operating the way God intended it to. Now, in the natural, with natural eyesight, incorrect focus produces blurred vision. And I believe that's the problem with many people in the spiritual realm. They haven't learned to focus their spiritual eyesight, and so their vision of spiritual things is blurred. I think most people have got the impression that the spiritual world is kind of misty, half-real, vague, unformed. I know that was my impression of religion. Before I came to know the Lord in a personal way, I thought of religion as a kind of mist that hung around in old church buildings. And if I was very good, maybe the mist would settle on my head. But it never did. So after a while, I just decided that I wasn't interested in that, and I turned elsewhere to philosophy. But the fact remains that unless we can focus our spiritual eyes, we will always have a blurred vision of spiritual reality. I'd like to look at the words with which Jesus deals with this. In Luke chapter 11, verse 34, "The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thine eye is single, thy whole body also is full of light. But when thy eye is evil, thy body also is full of darkness." Now here Jesus is speaking about something that affects our whole body. So instantly it reminds me of the statement in Proverbs chapter 4 about God's words being health to our whole body. But here Jesus is dealing with the way we use our eyes. When thine eye is single, I think that means first and foremost that we form a single image. We're not looking in different directions with our two eyes, but they're focused, when they're correctly focused. Then he says the result will be manifested in our whole body. Thy whole body is full of light. I believe a body that's full of light doesn't have room for sickness. I believe light and darkness are mutually exclusive. Sickness is from darkness. Health is from light. In Malachi 4 it says, "Unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings." The sun in the natural is the source of light. The two products of light when the sun arises are righteousness and healing. They are the works of light. The opposite are the works of darkness. The opposite of righteousness is sin. The opposite of healing is sickness. So they are works of darkness, but righteousness and healing are works of light. And Jesus says, if thy eye is single, thy whole body will be filled with light, with righteousness, with health. So it all depends on having a single eye.
You know, really what God is calling for in this passage of Scripture that Derek is teaching us is focus. Jesus said, if your eye is single, the whole body will be filled with light, with righteousness, and with health. And I have to tell you that in our media age, my eye is rarely single. It's rarely focused on one thing, particularly on God and His Word. I want that to change. Maybe you do too. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Does God heal today? How can healing come to me? Countless Christians have wrestled with these questions. Perhaps you have as well. Now in his eye-opening DVD, Invisible Barriers to Healing, Derek Prince reveals the reasons why many of God's people fail to receive healing. Combining his highly regarded knowledge of God's Word and his extensive personal experience, Derek takes you step by step through the invisible barriers that stand between you and God's healing power. To order Derek's DVD, Invisible Barriers to Healing, for only $9.95, call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Discover how to break through the invisible barriers to healing. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. I hope you've been with us all week as we've been talking about the healing power of God. And you're about to hear Derek talk about his own experience and testimony. And what moves me so much about this is that he responded to God's invitation to accept the possibility of an experience, and that God was actually willing to do what he promised to do. That's what God is saying to us. Are you willing to experience the truths you're hearing? Let's listen.
Now, that word that's translated single in Greek is a word that has various meanings, and I rather carefully checked on them in two Greek lexicons before I finished preparing this message. But one of the main meanings is simple or sincere. And I think this probably brings out the point. If your eye is simple or sincere, if you, in other words, just see things the way they're written, you're not too clever, you're not too philosophical, you don't know too much theology, you don't know too many different ways of explaining the text away, you just take it as meaning what it says. You see, I pointed out that the second direction says, incline your ear, bow down your stiff neck, be willing to hear, and that there are certain normal barriers, and I described two of them as prejudice and preconception. We think we already know what God ought to have said, so we're not willing to listen. Now, this third direction speaks about simplicity or sincerity. And I would suggest that the barriers to simplicity and sincerity are rationalization and sophistication. I begin to fear when I hear preachers quoting too many worldly experts, especially if they're trying to authenticate the Bible, because I don't believe that the Bible needs to be authenticated by worldly experts. And I don't believe that in the end that builds people's faith. Sooner or later, as I've said earlier in this series, faith comes by hearing the Word of God. And anything that distracts our attention too long from the Word of God is not ultimately going to build our faith. We have to read the Bible with that single eye of simplicity and sincerity, which says, this is what God says, this is what He means, and I believe it the way it's written. I want to go just a little further with this theme of simplicity and sincerity in relation to the way that we respond to Scripture. I always think back to my own experience in hospital. There I was, a professor of philosophy with a knowledge of Latin and Greek and able to quote many long and learned books. But I was sick. And I was offered, through God's Word, a very simple, unsophisticated way of getting healed, which was taking God's Word as my medicine. Now, to the philosophic mind, that's pure nonsense. It's just ridiculous. You dismiss it. But the thing was, I was sick, and philosophy hadn't healed me. So I was really faced with two clear alternatives. I could be clever and stay sick, or I could be simple and get healed. And you know, one thing I've always been glad about ever since, I was simple enough to get healed. But that brings out the point. If your eye is simple, if you're sincere, if you're not too profound, if you don't know too many arguments, if you can't necessarily quote all the theologians, you have a much better chance with God. I'm sorry to say it, but experience over many years has convinced me of that. Theology normally doesn't help people's faith. Let me just quote two passages from the writings of Paul to conclude this thought, noting that we're talking about a kind of simplicity which in the eyes of the world is foolish. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 1:25, the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. He's speaking primarily about the cross. The cross was the weakest and foolish thing that you could conceive of in the culture of that time. But out of the weakness of the cross comes the almightiness of God. Out of the foolishness of the cross comes the unsearchable wisdom of God. So we have to go to something very weak and very foolish to receive God's wisdom and God's strength. And then a little further on in the same epistle, 1 Corinthians 3:18, Paul says this, and because I realized that he was speaking to people with a philosophic background just like I acquired through my studies, I can appreciate it so well. He says this, let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. You see, between us and God's wisdom, there's a valley, a place of humility. We have to lay aside worldly wisdom. We have to become fools in the eyes of the world that we may really enter into God's wisdom. So, at that point, I was confronted with that alternative. I could go on being wise in the world and stay sick. Or I could do something that was foolish in the eyes of the world and get healed. And I actually have to say I was much wiser to be foolish and get healed than I would have been to be clever and stay sick. That may sound complicated, but it's exactly what Paul is saying. If you're wise in this world, you need to become a fool in order that you may be wise, because God's foolishness is much wiser than man's. So, the application is, don't let them depart from your eyes. Have a single, simple eye. Read the Bible the way it's written and take it as meaning what it says.
You know, some of the pictures that Derek offers of himself are just pitiful. You know, a sick soldier during World War II. But in this segment, in this portion of the teaching, he's talked about being a professor who was knowledgeable and had vast learning and was sick. And, you know, all the learning in the world won't change you if you're sick. You need the power of God. And thankfully, God intervened in Derek's life and taught him how to access that very power and that very promise. There's so much more to come, including some special friends of mine in the studio, as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Does God heal today? How can healing come to me? Countless Christians have wrestled with these questions. Perhaps you have as well. Now in his eye-opening DVD, Invisible Barriers to Healing, Derek Prince reveals the reasons why many of God's people fail to receive healing. Combining his highly regarded knowledge of God's Word and his extensive personal experience, Derek takes you step by step through the invisible barriers that stand between you and God's healing power. To order Derek's DVD, Invisible Barriers to Healing, for only $9.95, call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Discover how to break through the invisible barriers to healing. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with us today. And you've probably been with us during the week when you've heard the conversations we've been having. I've had some special guests in the studio, and we've been sort of applying and discussing the teaching that Derek has been doing. It's been a wonderful time. Well, with me today, again, is Chris Selby, the executive producer of this show, who always brings us great information from what's happening out there in the field and testimonies of people. Chris, great to have you today.
Always a pleasure, Stephen.
And then David Holland, whom I always say is the smartest man on the planet, also one of the producers of the show. Great having you again, Dave.
Oh, thanks, Stephen. Hi.
Now, Chris, we've had some really wonderful feedback from Derek's teaching and the impact it's had on people's lives. Share a bit with us.
Well, we've received some emails and some letters from folks who listen to the program, and so I'll share one here. It's actually really exciting. A listener writes, "In August, I fell ill with acute diabetes. The doctor put me on medication thrice daily, and he said that I would never be able to live without it. My friends and I prayed for healing. On November 25th, I received a Derek Prince teaching and a prayer. In that teaching, we prayed. The next morning, something prompted me to have a complete break from diabetes, no medication. I felt so good that for the rest of the week, I tested four times daily as usual but took no medication. I felt well and the tests were good. We went back to the doctor. All he could do was shake his head and say, 'This is wonderful. It's really amazing.' And then he wished us well and a Merry Christmas."
Well, there's hardly anything better to wish a person after seeing them healed than
exactly.
Merry Christmas. Merry Mass of the Christ. That's wonderful. You know, Dave, you and I have seen this kind of thing time and time again in our pastoral experience, where people pray for healing, go to a doctor, and a doctor says, "I can't explain it, but God must be doing something." And often that doctor's not even a person of faith themselves.
Well, that's exactly right. And isn't that the journey really Derek's been leading us on this week? First, describing the reality of healing in his own life, taking us to the Word, and then helping us learn how to appropriate healing in our lives.
I like this story particularly because, you know, Jesus sent people he had healed to the officials to have it confirmed and checked out. And I just in my 21 years of pastoring, I was always a little cautious about people just declaring themselves healed until somebody had verified
right.
it. But we would actually, at our church, put up on the big screen, you know, actual x-rays and actual pictures and images and CAT scans, and everybody would celebrate the great things God had done.
Yeah.
Chris, you got another one for us.
I do. This one it comes from a listener. She's a married woman, 50 years old, and she had developed breast cancer. And she went in for surgery on, and they removed her left breast, but they found that the cancer had spread to her right breast. So she has an incredible story here. I'll just share a little bit from it. She writes, "After I heard from a friend about the Lord and His Word, and since my son was regularly visiting a local church, I decided to visit and ask for prayer. Since that night, I've been listening to Derek Prince tapes every day for about 2 months, after which I had an appointment for my second surgery. When I went for medical examination before surgery, they found out that the cancer was totally gone. The doctor confirmed the healing. The teachings had an effect on my spirit, soul, and body. The way Derek Prince was interpreting the Word was very simple, but yet very deep, and it opened my mind for God's Holy Spirit. It was like I was receiving revelation after revelation. The Word started to stick on me like glue. The Word has changed me, healed me, and delivered me. Praise the Lord. The doctors told me that whatever it was I was doing, I should keep doing it because it gave me life.
That's great.
Yeah.
You know, this testimony and the other one, Dave, prompts this thought that, you know, people often make a big issue of stopping the medicine, not mm-hmm. taking the medicine, not seeing doctors. The reality is it's not the not taking of medicine or the not seeing doctors that produces the healing. And that's really sort of incidental. Can you help us provide some balance on that?
Well, that's exactly right. There are a couple of great object lessons in these two testimonies in that they followed up and had the touch that God had made
right,
in their life
right.
verified and validated by their physician. And that's not a lack of faith. That's just wisdom. I think it's very, very easy for believers to think that the healing that God has done in their lives is so fragile that the hold of God's power on their lives is so tenuous that if they do even anything that smacks of not complete faith, that they'll somehow, and I don't mean any disrespect, but jinx their healing.
Right. Yeah.
But when God really touches you, it's not a fragile touch. Yes, remain in faith. Yes, remain in belief. But don't be superstitious. Have it verified. Be under a doctor's supervision.
So the fact is, as we were saying earlier, if you're healed and you continue taking medicine you no longer need, something will go wrong that you have to check with the doctor anyway. So it's not as though you need to be worrying or wondering whether to continue to take your
exactly.
medicine.
Exactly. A great example is for people who have high blood pressure and they're on high blood pressure medication. I've heard many testimonies of them being touched, and when they keep taking their high blood pressure medication, their blood pressure gets too low.
Yeah. Yeah,
and,
exactly.
and that's a sign that they've been healed and
something
touched. Yeah.
Well, one thing that I think is neat about these stories from folks today is that a couple days ago we talked about some people who received healing, and they were very different. They were progressive. They were, you know, there was that young lady who, you know, progressively the Lord had been healing her spine, and the woman who was undergoing restoration from cancer, and how the Lord was working in her life. These are a little more spectacular. These are those instantaneous healings that we all love to have in our lives. But the reality is that God's going to do it different ways, and we can't box God in into how he's going to operate.
I really love the fact that God isn't into formulas, that he does
yeah.
things in different ways based on who it is, the circumstances, and quite frankly, what he just wants to do. I want to add a dimension here that has not really been present in a lot of our stories, just because I want our listeners to know that this is the way it also works. The most dramatic healings I've had in my life, quite frankly, when I felt something coming on or I had an injury and I prayed by myself, mm-hmm. with my Bible open, and God responded. And I love that, not because I'm unwilling to be prayed for, and I certainly have been many times, not because I don't believe that God responds to the big group faith prayer and the dramatic moment in church and so on, but because I love the fact that God meets you in the still small place. And I, again, God's not into formulas. He heals in a variety of ways. I know people who have been healed by watching the secular television commercials, you know, and it's just powerful things. Remember the old TV commercial where it used to say Dotson Saves? I had a friend who was ill back then. This may be before your time, Chris, but Jim and I, you're looking at me with a puzzled face. But there's an old TV commercial that said Dotson Saves. And a person was sitting there thinking, now look, Dotson doesn't save, but Jesus does. And you know what? If he does, he certainly can save me from the sickness. Pray to prayer, faith, instantaneously healed, doctor verified. Now, I'm not saying that's the 24/7 experience of the body of Christ, but at least God breaks into our
right.
weirdness in that way. Guys, great having you with us.
Thanks, Stephen.
Now, tomorrow, Dave's going to be back, and then we're also going to be with Dick Leggett, the president of Derek Prince Ministries, and we're going to again be sort of slicing and dicing and applying and thinking through what Derek is teaching us, and we're also going to be praying for people to be healed. So join us again tomorrow. Listen, that's all the time we have right now. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, again, we'll see you tomorrow as the legacy continues.
Be sure to order your own copy of Derek's revealing DVD, Invisible Barriers to Healing, for only $9.95 when you call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Take a few moments to order right now. Our toll-free number again is 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can order securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's DerekPrince.org.